All right, so she's fucking making me doing the intro, and I fucking suck at the intro, so here's your fucking intro.
You don't suck at it. I'm telling my mouth is full. Drew, keep talking.
Degrassi Junior High, Season 1, Episode 4, The Cover-Up. Let's go.
Drew's drunk. Well, I'm not. Why are you going? My mouth is full.
You don't watch with your mouth.
I need to talk, because I need to count you down, unless you want to count down.
No, I don't want you to do it.
This is embarrassing, Drew. Just talk. Ugh. If we're going to have a podcast, both of us need to talk.
We both talk, but you're the intro girl. The intro gal, as I like to call it.
Intro gal. And you're a GURP. We both have angelic voices. We should let them sing. Ready? And go. I was going to sing our intro. You were about to sing.
Just sing like an angel.
We can sing like an angel with our intro. Sing it. Ready? No, come on. It's so easy.
We sang
it together when we were apple picking. Remember when we were apple picking? And we started singing the song, and that's how we came up with our intro.
I'm not singing that.
Okay. Well, Andrew's going to start this episode in 3, 2, 1, go. I felt like we should have talked more about how drunk we are at this point. Because, like, I'm pretty hammered. I'm not going to pay attention to a lot of this. This show makes me very drunk.
I mean, isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Where'd you get this?
Oh, is that Rick?
Yeah.
That's other Rick.
Original Rick.
Original Rick.
No, Dad. You guys want some licorice? I won the lottery.
I almost just spit out my 40 all over you. Like, I just spit.
His parental figure is yelling at him for
liking comic books?
No, spending money on a comic book.
Well, maybe his parental figure should be making more money.
He's got a job with a tie. That's something, right? Oh!
Your dad just hits you for no reason.
Damn, forgot about that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Just like, here's some money, kid. Go buy yourself something. And it's just like, you bought yourself a comic book, or that kid made their own money and bought a comic book. You can't yell at your kid for what they choose to buy money. Or buy with money.
Well, I think he thought... I don't know what he thought, actually.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. That would never fly in my house. You know how much comic book shit me and Mark have?
Oh, you missed the what?
Oh, wait.
I'm sorry.
The wait! Oh my god, Drew, how drunk are you right now? He can't even deal. We missed the what?
I was just saying wait with a fanciful accent.
This is gonna be a shitty episode, guys. I'm sorry, it's probably gonna be our last one.
No. One more episode.
After this?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to be bad. We're almost done with our 40s. What are we going to drink after this?
I'm fucking Googling Esquire here.
Did he say Esquire?
Esquire. He keeps
saying
Esquire.
Oh, Esquire.
It.
Yeah, Joey Jeremiah. Esquire. It means lawyer.
Hi, Mr. Adich.
Mr. Jeremiah, fooling around again?
Mr. Jeremiah Esquire. Fooling around again?
This call for a visit to the nurse's office.
There's literally nothing there. You just missed it because you were Googling that. He turned his head to the side and he goes, that calls for a call to the nurse's office. There's literally nothing on his face. If anything, it's like as smooth as like a kid's face can be. There's nothing there. It wasn't even red. But I can't tell with this shitty quality from the 80s.
Oh yeah, the quality is terrible on this.
Have they not heard of HD?
Oh, there we go. An unofficial title of respect having no precise significance.
Really?
Joey.
Really?
It's just respectful. It doesn't mean anything.
But who says that to be respectful? Like, I understand, like, Mr. But that's the thing, is that if you're... That's the joke, I guess, is if you're introducing yourself as Esquire. It really don't mean shit.
So it goes on to say, sometimes placed, especially in abbreviation form, after a man's surname and formal written address. In the U.S., usually applied to lawyers, women as well as men. In Britain, applied to a commoner considered to have gained the social position of a gentleman.
So should I start signing things as Alana or Esquire?
If you want people to think you're a lawyer.
I know, right? That's what I was saying. Is I was like, that means lawyer.
Okay, and then another definition. Oh, comes from the word squire. Squire being a man belonging to the order of English gentry, ranking below a knight.
That makes sense. Can I be a knight?
In your dreams.
Is there a woman knight? Has there ever been a woman knight?
Brienne of Tarth.
No, wait, Joan of Arc.
She was
French.
Knighted?
She
was
but
French.
I think she was knighted.
No, she got burned at the stake.
So she got burned at the stake later, but I'm pretty sure she was a knight.
Look, I'm sorry for thanking Joey instead of you during the election.
I'm sorry, guys, we're going off on tangents. I'm gonna feel bad about these episodes. Once we're already drunk, we just, like, start talking to each other, and we're like, eh, it's on in the background.
Stephanie K's whoring it up in the bathroom.
Yeah,
she's arguing
like,
with
as
Lula.
Expected.
Nothing like, new.
Nothing new.
Nothing new.
Bet your mom's gonna love seeing those pictures. Or doesn't she know about your new image?
What picture?
Is Vula gonna blackmail her?
Oh, is it picture day? I think it's picture day. We weren't paying attention. Everybody looks pretty nice, so I'm guessing it's picture day.
She always looks so tragic.
So tragic.
Tragic, that's pretty good. But doesn't Caitlin have a crush on him?
Maybe.
I don't think he has any friends. He's such a loner. And he never smiles.
I feel like he's in 4 episodes and that's it. I don't remember what happens to him.
We should make him smile.
What are you looking up?
Joan of Arc.
Watch the show. Was she a knight?
I don't think so, no.
She has a signature? What? I want to see her signature on Wikipedia. That's crazy. We live in the future.
Hello, ladies. What happened to your eye?
Wow.
It's no big deal. These 3 big guys said Stephanie was only the 2nd best president this school has ever had. I had to teach him a lesson.
Good morning, aspiring scholars.
I don't think she was a knight.
She's a saint, though.
Yeah.
That's what I got confused as, because she's a saint.
Some of you will be pleased to know.
On the whole, this is
going to be set for 4 today.
Of course. It'll be the classic case of the 4 J's, my friend. Joey Jeremiah in his jean jacket.
Mr. Jeremiah, how many times have you been told that socializing is not done in my class? Some of you still need improvement with adjectives and verbs.
Thursday is photo day. I wish I could ride a skateboard. I'm really bad at it.
I'm way too uncoordinated for that.
Joey, is that you? Mom, what are you doing home?
I had a job canceled, so I decided to do some cleaning up around here instead.
It's a dirty job, but someone had to do it.
Joey, what happened to your eye?
It was really weird. I'm sitting there studying when, wham, this book jumps up and hits me in the eye.
Did the nurse have a look at it?
Yeah, sure. No big deal. It's just the surface wound.
She told me not to study, though.
I wonder if they're going to comment, like, because I was just looking, and like, that's Joey's mom. That's Craig's kind of grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
You like step-grandmother.
What'd you clean my room for? I've been asking you to do it for months. I got fed up.
I was going to do it tomorrow.
That's what you always say. Don't worry, I didn't throw anything out. It's all in a box in the basement.
That's not the point. The point is, this is an invasion of my privacy. Dad, Mom cleaned up my room.
It was a dirty job, but someone had to do it.
I thought I had some rights here.
Yeah, like, what are you complaining about?
Doing? My jacket. My favorite jacket. It was a wreck, Joey.
We bought you a brand new jean jacket last week. Wear that one.
Doesn't living with your parents suck?
Oh my god, that's so bad. I just don't get me. Oh my god, you guys are the worst.
No, dude, like, living with your parents sucks.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, I only feel for him right now. It's like, yeah, it'd be really great if you moved out of your parents' house. Oh, right, you're too young. So you can't really complain about the shit that they do in their own house, in their own room, with the stuff that they bought. You should get a motherfucking job.
At the same time, I really wish I could have someone clean my room right now.
Yeah, no. I always felt the same way whenever my mom was like, no, I clean your room. And it's like, why? I knew where everything was.
No respect. Parents are a real thing.
Yeah.
It's child abuse is what it is. It took me months to get that jacket looking right. Then they go on
child
wreck
abuse.
It. A perfect jacket. Now I've got nothing to wear for photo day.
Hey, Jeremiah. You really need a jacket? You got the box. I might have one I could sell you.
Like, used and everything?
Everything I've got to use. I've got to see it first. So, come and see it.
What? To your place?
Meet me here, after school.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Jeremiah, just because you're buying my jacket doesn't make us buddies, okay?
Yeah, sure, okay.
We've been quiet for a long time.
Well, I'm just wondering, who is Rick friends with?
Nobody. Rick has no friends. They're all scared of him.
That's even sadder. Degrassi's starting to go there. It really goes there, Drew.
Okay. I've got a joke for you. It's really funny. Why did the turtle cross the road?
Why?
Because it was the chicken's day off. Ba-dum-bum.
Wow. Caitlin, you fucked up even just that punchline. Holy shit, girl. What you doing?
Because it was the chicken's day off.
Because it was the chicken's day off. Like, what? Caitlin, I love you. I'd love to see you as a DJ in Toronto right now for some reason. Can we please do that?
We need to.
We need to go see her.
We used to be best friends.
I don't know how public I want to make this, but
I still want to be.
You don't.
I don't. Never mind. You guys will catch up. And just keep listening.
If I get my pictures just keep taken trucking, in home clothes,
dealing with our
I'm
shit.
Gonna laugh. But if I wear school clothes, my mom will ground me for the rest of my life when she sees. I don't know what to do. Do you have a problem?
Vula.
What a bitch.
Are you kidding? I'm Team Vula here.
Oh my god, I'm totally Team Vula, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, I admire that bitch. What a bitch, but I admire that bitch.
Oh, you suddenly need my help? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Whore. Go undress to become president.
Take it off. All the way with Stephanie K. Yo, best episode. And it's the first one. Dude, we need to find Kids of Degrassi Street. We need to watch it.
Yeah. I don't know where to find it, though.
I don't know where to find it either, but it's apparently, like, different, like, characters, which, by the way, I don't put past Degrassi because Joey's daughter, Angela, all of a sudden becomes Tori in later seasons. Totally different character, same actor.
Well, there's so many years of difference.
Now there are. Now this is, like, 30 years ago, almost. This is, like, 25 years ago. It was almost 30 years ago, actually.
Shut up.
Hey, I like this place. Your mom must be real cool.
Don't have a mom.
This did not come out around when you were born. This is like 2 years before you were born.
It's around then.
You want a pop or something?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's way after 25 years, I'll tell you that.
Shut up. You want a pop or something?
Someone's turning 25 next month, so yes, I'd like a pop before then. Do you have a pop? Oh, by the way, we got Forbidden Chocolate
ice
cream.
I do have a pop right now.
I would love a pop.
Really?
It's kind of pop.
Yeah.
It's sober water.
Frank's got one. Takes me driving on it sometimes.
You froze soda
when
water?
It gets going real fast.
No.
Oh, like a soda pop. Oh, you fucking Western New Yorker. I thought you meant like a popsicle.
No, that's what he said. He said, you want a pop?
I thought he meant as in a popsicle.
No. Soda.
This is where we're different.
It's cool.
You meant soda.
What's this?
Hi, I'm Joy Jeremiah, friend of Rick's.
Never had a pop.
Better get out of here.
How much for the job?
I hate that. I hate that about you.
What?
That you say chocolate sauce and pop.
And
it's
caramel.
Chocolates. Oh, God, you say that?
And suckers.
Did you not hear me telling you that we have, like, forbidden chocolate ice cream? I would love to have a pop right now. I thought you meant popsicle.
That's why I was so confused.
That's why I was telling you about ice cream.
Chocolate pop? Ew. That's gross. Hi. How you doing?
Mufasa. You gonna come join the podcast? Mufasa doesn't speak. That makes him the best cat
Mufasa
ever.
Mufasa talks like this.
No, he doesn't meow ever.
Hi guys, my name's Mufasa. I'm here to join y'all.
Aww. We're missing some major shit in Degrassi, I hope you know.
Oh, sad.
Won't happen again, Rick. Come on, please.
So, if any of you are listening to this on your drive home, as I do a podcast, Rick apparently just got hit. And his father was like, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. But, like, we were talking through that part about pops. So sorry. Sorry!
Sorry.
So, that's his jacket, eh?
No way, man. It's my jacket.
Looks good.
On me.
Oh, right, because he went to Rick's house to go get the jacket, and then Rick got hit by his dad, and that's why he was all freaked out, and that's why he ends up adopting Shrek later.
Yeah.
This is actually a really important episode. We should probably re-record this one.
Are you kidding me? This is ideal. Twin.
Erica.
Smile.
Erica. Please still don't know her name.
Angela.
I know one of them is Erica. Janine.
I feel like it's got a J sound in
maybe.
There somewhere. What'd you just say?
I said maybe. Oh. What'd you think? Oh, you meant like the name maybe?
No. This is something totally else.
I can't believe that. I don't
see a zit.
Well, I see a zit. And the camera's gonna see a zit.
You know what they need?
What am I gonna do?
A zit remedy.
Zit remedy.
Good. Next.
That's exactly what they need. They need a zit remedy. That looks even worse, Melanie.
What would you do if you knew someone who's getting beat up all the time by his dad?
Who?
It's just a question.
Aw, Joey.
Smile, please. Smile.
Yeah, what would you do?
All right, ladies, wait a moment.
Aw, and Caitlin likes how badass he is.
No, she sees that he's hurt and she wants to fix him.
Hey, Jeremiah, you owe me $15.
Heather.
Get off your phone.
Heather.
I don't care. That doesn't matter. You should have learned it the hard way. I was about to tell you, get off your phone. Stop living in 2016.
You're going to have to give me back.
1987 here.
Not today.
1987?
Yeah.
$15 now.
I need it today, man.
Oh,
I don't want to look like a broomhead.
Do you think they had 40s in 1987?
I'll give you the rest after school. I swear.
Do you think that,
I need the jacket for the pictures. Please?
I won in 1987?
Okay, that's not fair because I was holding back so you could catch up. Because you were way behind the entire time.
I'm sorry, did I ask you to? I don't remember that. We have everything on recording. I did not ask you to.
There's something called being a good friend, and I do it even when you're not looking. So fuck you.
You lost. You lost by a lot. Like, you can't even chug the rest of that right now.
Are you kidding me?
You just tried to.
I took one sip, and it's half gone.
Then
it'll be
the rest
another
of it.
Sip.
And chug the rest of it. That's the rules, is that if I finish before you, you gotta chug the rest of it. Oh, Stephanie K is
there was
like a skank
one more
in her
sip.
Picture.
You were literally two sips beat ahead.
We have to find something else to drink.
I got beer.
You got beer? You always got beer on deck. I mean,
I have, like, a plethora of beer right now. It's weird.
Do you want to drink
some? Have you noticed, like, the whole bottom shelf is my beer?
Yeah. We have. When we were trying to put the pumpkin pie away, we did.
I know. What the fuck are they doing? They're just oinking at them?
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, they were trying to make him laugh.
Fuck you, dude.
I could see it.
Fucking bite me?
Yeah, he wanted to bite you.
He did bite me.
Dude, we're talking through the most important episode so far.
Who's getting beat up? I don't know.
Rick!
I'm talking as if a character.
Voss is pissed. He does not want you to touch him right now. Look at his face. His mouth is open and he's mad. Just let him enjoy your blanket. And your warmth. He'll calm down.
Stop evil eyeing my hand, you little cunt.
Guys, I wish you could see my cat. He's adorable.
Not right now.
Still.
Do you understand?
He's like a lion.
Yes, sir. How's the eye? Getting better, actually.
Why did you just laugh at?
Doris?
She just said his eye is getting better.
Supposing you some this kid being a full-time friend's dad. Would this person be going to this school?
Watch.
Oh no.
Watch it.
Just asking
as soon as I he didn't do it that time.
Joey, is everything okay at home?
True, we're watching you grassy right now.
Really? Oh. More or less. I mean, parents, right? Bye.
Ooh, we just hinted it to her that what's his face getting beat up. Stop torturing my cat.
I'm not torturing him.
Watch the show that we're recording us watching. Stop smiling like that. I did notice one thing I was listening to earlier podcast. We need to, like, talk more and describe what's going on in the episode. Otherwise, just like, ooh, shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have no idea what just happened. Like, we should totally, like, just...
I got it at my place.
So, let's go.
Kirk just pulled his bike out.
They're going to his
They're
place.
They're going to his place.
Oh, my God, Caitlin's worried. Or she was smiling. I don't know what she was doing.
I don't know what she was doing.
Caitlin reacted.
Caitlin reacted.
What's the problem?
His chain broke.
My chain came off.
Oh. No, see, he described it for us.
You got some tools?
No, but I mean, I listened to the school shooting episode, and we're just like, that part where Rick, like, spray paints the car, we're just sitting there going, like, ooh, you don't do that. And all you hear in the background is like, dun, 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 like the Degrassi music, and it's just like, you have no idea what's happening.
Come on, let's go. Rick!
Come on, Rick. Oh, that sounded like Rick, that Rick spray painted Spinner's car. But no. There's another Rick.
No, they got it. They got it.
They got it, okay. But there's more Ricks. There should be a third Rick. There should be one in the next class. Just for shits and gigs.
Reincarnate Rick.
Reincarnate Rick. Reincarnate Rick. Yo, guys. Hashtag reincarnate Rick.
Fine.
it some nasty?
Not like...
Oh, no, someone got beat up.
I sort of fell into some bites. Kind of dumb.
No, he actually did. Remember, he fell?
Yeah.
This afternoon, that's when he was like, you should go to the nurse, and I was like, there's something going.
We never lay a hand on our kids. We'd like to hear Joey's story, please, Mr. Jeremiah.
Whoa! Oh.
They yell at me sometimes, but that's all. I fell into some bikes. That's the truth.
Then who are you talking about, Joey? Because if it's true, he needs help very badly.
Oh, God.
Even if he won't admit it.
You see him walking away and you just yell at him like, I'm coming for you.
Admit you get beat, child.
Admit you get beat, child. Yeah, exactly. Let's take you away from your family.
Oh, your bike chain broke again. Here's social worker, man.
I can fix it myself.
I won the lottery. You want some licorice? Have a look at it. Oh my god, that's the best. Well, I wonder what episode that is.
It's a good thing this social worker knows how to fix
a bike. I have no idea how to fix a bike chain.
Order if I need to.
Do you get a bonus for every kid you bag or something?
Yeah. If the kid gets help. There you go.
He literally just turned the pedal around.
No, yeah, that's sometimes all you gotta do.
Leave me alone. What about your dad? Does he leave you alone?
What do you care?
I care. I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't care.
Yeah, right. You and the rest of the world.
I care about kids getting hurt, and I don't just mean getting hit. Finger covering up for someone, I don't know. But what about you? You don't seem like a very happy kid.
Oh.
But I can help you. I can. Is there someone else you could stay with?
Tackling the real problems. Oh my god, they did it again. They cut to another scene. They went... right in the middle of heavy shit.
Hey, Jeremiah. Where's my money?
Honest, Rick. I didn't say anything. You left. The guy didn't want to talk to me anymore. I swear.
Where's my money?
A Velcro wallet. That was adorable. That was the most adorable thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
He's cool.
He's fucking baller. The Velcro wallet in 1987. Dang.
Gotta keep that shit closed.
Oh my god.
But accessible.
I will.
Yo, would you make fun of me if I got a Velcro wallet?
No, not at all.
Oh my god. Got that on tape.
That's great.
Yeah. Maybe you could come over sometime.
Come over. You're going to a group home. You're not staying with your dad.
He said he's going with his brother.
Oh. That's really where they end it. Like, really, that's not the conclusion to a show.
He's smiling, and then they show him smiling.
Oh my god, the show, I can't even take it. I love it so much. Wait!
What?
I love you. Oh my god, that was so funny.
Alright, we gotta end this here because we're hitting half an hour soon.
And we need to find something else to drink. We're done with our 40s. Sorry, we're immediately changing the rules of the game.
Don't worry. I got beer.
We pretty much just drink and watch Degrassi. We all like to drink our 40s. Don't get me wrong. We start that out with, like, each episode. But, like, we're probably only doing, like, 5 episodes in a night. Because that's all a 40 really lasts. But then we'll start drinking.
I mean, that 40 lasts us 3.5 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. And we took a break after 2 of them.
We did.
So, yeah. Until next time.
We love and miss you guys.
Goodbye.